Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know what? When in doubt, you should really just seek a medical professional.
Okay.
Reason why, this 21-year-old man in Argentina decided to remove a tattoo, okay? Now, my brother, he has decided to remove a tattoo. He had one on his shoulder. And he still has the tattoo on there because he said it's very hard to get off and very painful. It's more painful getting the tattoo taken off than it was to put it on.
What a wimp.
Okay, that means you have to drink twice as much before you have it done.
Well, or you could do it like this guy in Argentina. 21-year-old guy decided to remove his tattoo.
And I don't think you go to a doctor, do you? You go to a tattoo professional.
You can go to a clinic that has lasers to remove it.
So you could do
plastic surgery.
But you could also go to a tattoo artist, I think. Don't they know how to remove them?
I don't know about that. I can speak like Upstate Plastic had it.
Or you could do it like this 21-year-old guy in Argentina.
Okay.
He decided to take off his tattoo with a cheese grater.
Ouch.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Might as well just use an iron.
He got the tattoo, and then a friend in the article said that he decided that he didn't want the tattoo because he wanted to join the airport police, and he didn't think, or he worried, that they wouldn't accept him with his visible tattoo.
Oh, my.
So he found the method of removing the tattoo on YouTube.
Oh, wow. And who put that video up?
No, he said it hurt and it bled a lot. Of course it would. I'm like, you look at a cheese grater and just, you know, take us the cheese. And I'm like, that doing that to your skin over and over?
Oh, my goodness. You know when you fall off a bicycle and it scrapes
That'd have been
skin?
Easier. Oh. That's at least fast and quick.
And it bleeds so bad and then it scabs bad.
I can tell you I've grated cheese, and I have grated some of my finger in that cheese. So my taco that night had a little finger in it, but it's all right.
Well, I'm pretty sure if there's any rightness in the world that he won't be qualified to be an airport police now because he's too dumb to be an airport police.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he did go to the hospital after he did this to get a tetanus shot.
Okay.
Okay, and the incident actually occurred in 2017.
Okay.
But the photos have only just come to light recently. Well, I can't see.
Right. So it was on his arm.
It was on his arm, yes.
Did it work? I mean.
Yeah, it's gone.
How about scarring?
There's some scarring there, yeah.
But it's not a tattoo. That could be a bike accident.
Well, it could be like any great story, like he saved somebody's life, and now he needs to be an airport policeman.
Okay, maybe he's smarter than I thought.
Until he posted it.
Well, maybe he already got the job, and now they can't fire him for something stupid like that.
I mean, think about your tattoos. Like, I know, Tom, you don't have one, but Cato, you have yours on your leg, and you just took a cheese grater.
That'd be a really painful spot to do that.
Yeah. Or, you know what, Heidi's tattoos.
Would be really two painful spots to do that.
That's on her bottom.
She has
tattoos on her cheeks, both cheeks.
I'll video that, though.
Yeah. Well, if it was one way to slim down, I might consider it. Especially in those areas right there.
You'd need a cottage cheese grater for that, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Yeah, that's not.
I'm just saying.
How do you know?
I'm just thinking. Like, you know, when you see people in bikinis.
Now we know what he thinks of you.
Exactly. I work out. Come on.
Plus, that's just gross, man.
What, cottage cheese grater?
You don't need a cottage cheese grater.
Yeah? Okay.
It's already grated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop.
Anyway, that's probably the most painful way someone's removed a tattoo, in my opinion.
And the most disgusting conversation I've had before lunch ever before, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.